flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
You ready for Josh McDaniels 3.0?
I guess I have to be. It was inevitable. Was it not? We knew we were getting Josh McDaniels all along. What I'm shocked about, Jones, is just how closely the OC quote-unquote search mirrored the head coach search.
You called this yesterday late in the show. You called it in real time.
As it's happening, you're like, all right, you have a chance to do a full interview process for both jobs. Two very significant, important roles in your franchise. You can really open this thing up. You didn't do it last year with the head coach. You ended up talking to 13 guys to the offensive coordinator and got probably your 13th choice. This time you're like, hey, you got Drake May. Maybe there'll be more interest in it. Let's see how it goes. Head coach search. Two minority candidates. They share a graphic on Twitter. You have national guys being like, they can now hire their coach. They have satisfied all the different rules. Then they do a Ben Johnson sham Zoom interview, and then they hire Mike Vrabel. So you're like, okay, they wanted Vrabel all along. They dressed it up this way. Offensive coordinator rolls around. Two minority candidates. I don't even know if they tweeted out an image this time.
I don't think they didn't do the split image in their defense, but I don't think they tweeted out any images of Marcus Brady and Thomas Brown. No.
And then they get some young gun to do an interview from from Minnesota to make it look like, hey, maybe we are interested in other guys. And then it's interview Josh McDaniels, hire Josh McDaniels. It was the exact same process. But people have been, I think most fans are happy with this. Even as the season was rolling on, I feel like week 8, week 9, you look to the text line, you look to Twitter, and people are like, just bring in Vrabel and McDaniels.
Bring back Josh.
Bring back all the same guys.
Vrabel. Yeah.
Bring back all the same guys. And McDaniels, to me, is less creative than even Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel played here, but Mike Vrabel was a coach in many places. He coached in college, coached in two different NFL teams.
Less creative of a hire, not as a coach. Creative of a hire. I agree with that.
Hooking ladders or anything. I'm talking about just the guy himself. Like, he never coached on this staff. So, yeah, there's a tie to Bill Belichick, clearly, but not the same way that there is with McDaniels. Mike Vrabel's success in the NFL as a coach is not tied to Belichick or Brady. All of McDaniel's success in the NFL is tied directly to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yep.
And those guys are gone, and yet there's still the, let's bring the band back together. The band was Brady and Belichick. Maybe mostly Brady, but I'll throw Belichick. I'll give Belichick more credit than you will.
Brady was...
that was the band.
Brady was the lead singer, the vocalist, the star.
Yeah.
Belichick was like the bass player.
This is like...
That was the band. Yeah.
It's like, all due respect, it's like, let's have Korn come back. No Jonathan Davis. It's the rest of Korn. You're like, it's Fieldy. It's Head. It's like, no. We need Jonathan Davis. It's not the same without the vocals and the bagpipes.
I think I get most of the references in there. Yeah.
Well, they also got rid of their drummer Dave, who was a sick drummer in the early albums. He's not in the most recent albums.
Is he a part of Korn for
that?
Yeah,
that's track one debut album.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the real. That's my Korn. That's our Korn.
That's your father's Korn.
That's your dad's Korn.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we've talked about McDaniels for a while prior to him actually being officially hired by the team. I look at it where I think he could have done better. I think he also could have done worse. Like, I don't think he's... I'm not going to lose my mind like my man Chris Scheim this morning.
Okay,
I don't think it's as bad as
look,
that.
Look, I was cheering Scheim on my radio listening today. Go Scheim, go. I mean, I was into it.
He's laid it on thick, which I appreciate a nice, strong take. But
too.
I'm not going that... I don't feel that way.
I don't hate it as much as Scheim either, but I'm closer to Scheim than I think the rest of Greg's show was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys can get into it. You're already lining up on Josh McDaniels, 617-779-7937. I think people feel like this was a more important hire in some ways than even personnel, with Elliott Wolf hanging on, at least for the time being, Vrabel bringing his guy aboard. I think a lot of people were looking to this hire because of Drake May and have strong feelings about it. So we want to hear from you all day long. 617-779-7937. Phone number and text line on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can get at us there. You can also watch along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Never know what you're going to see there. Really always a real question mark. And you can chat along. Always a healthy conversation going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube by subscribing to WEEI. There are positives to Josh McDaniels. And so I'll start with those because it's not my favorite hire, but I'll give you what I do like about it to start. I mean, number one, he does have a successful track record in the NFL as an OC. And he's done it over a long period of time. Now, most of it was with Brady. Almost all of it was with Brady. But there is a track record there. So start with that. I am a fan of that.
That's a nice thing you just said.
And he is a professional coach. Now, he's burned a lot of bridges. He's not well-liked in Denver or Indianapolis or Vegas.
Yeah, he's not allowed in any of those places.
But he has been a professional coach who's done it before, understands the challenges of the job, does understand the development of some young quarterbacks. I mean, he does get some credit for Jimmy Garoppolo. I never loved Jimmy G, and I wouldn't overstate what he did with Garoppolo here in six quarters before Garoppolo tapped out. But Garoppolo was a quarterback who got to a Super Bowl in San Francisco. He's a part of that development. I never really liked Jacoby Brissett. He's had a long career. He gets some credit for the development with Jacoby Brissett. Castle went on to be a Pro Bowler in Kansas City. So wow. I'll give him some of that. You don't give him any credit for Castle?
I give him credit for Castle. Yeah, I mean, that's how he got his first job.
You're questioning the Pro Bowl?
No, the Pro Bowl thing is like, all right,
that's fine.
But he was a competent quarterback. He was better than most of us thought that he was going to be. That's fair.
I'm just trying to prop up his development of some of these young quarterbacks. That's all. And he's a guy who's done it. This is not Alex Van Pelt, hasn't called plays in a decade. He's been an offensive coordinator in name only, but hasn't really done the job. The whole staff last year hadn't done the job. And I'll say, between Vrabel and McDaniels, the one thing I like is that these are guys who have done it. They're guys who should not be surprised by anything. Maybe they're not the best at it, but they've done it before. They understand the challenges of the job. And, you know, when it comes to these two, I do think they were consistent in the hire. What I didn't want to see is talk about Vrabel's experience. We need an adult in the room. Vrabel's experienced. And then bring in some 28-year-old kid in Udinski. That is inconsistent. This is consistent. This is hiring another guy who's done it and a veteran. So those are the things I like. Is there anything you like about it before we get into our nitpicks and our gripes?
Oh, yeah. No, he is, for I think it's 18 seasons, he was a play caller. That alone is pretty remarkable. I think all the people they've interviewed, if you add them together and throw in Alex Van Pelt, they didn't call 18 seasons of plays.
No.
So I like that. Like, that's not going to be, oh, I got to get adjusted to calling plays. And obviously had a ton of success with Tom Brady. Now, the one knock, I guess, there would be it's Tom Brady and Charlie Weiss, Bill O'Brien, Bruce Arians, like everybody, Byron Leftwich. They all had success with Brady. Brady is coordinator proof. But I'm not going to just like throw that out because that's such a long part of his career. Same with like Belichick, right? Everyone's like, oh, well, Belichick had Brady. He's like, all right, he had him for 20 years, though. And like, they were pretty, like, I got to give the guy some credit for it. So I do give McDaniels some credit for that. I think when talking about this team right now and the development of Drake May, it's probably a more worthwhile exercise to look at the non-Brady years and see what he did with those guys.
I absolutely agree with that.
I think you have to do that. No, so this is where I differ with you. I think you could have taken a really young offensive coordinator and that guy would have had a chance to succeed because you have an established NFL head coach. You don't want both. You don't want Mayo and this Grant Udinski, or you don't want DeMarcus Covington and Mayo as proven out last year. But if you have Vrabel, I think that opens the door to young guns.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whereas if you had the young gun, like if you had Ben Johnson, then I think you have to go the Dennis Allen, Eberflus route.
I think you absolutely could have. Yeah, I just think it would have been inconsistent to talk up experience, and then turn around and hire a 28-year-old. Would have been inconsistent.
But if you have, I just don't think you can have all young guns. That's my point. I'm in favor of the young offensive mind, whether it's a head coach or a coordinator, as long as they're leaning on other guys in there that have that experience. That have, like, Mike Vrabel has stood in front of an entire locker room for 6 years as a head coach and knows how to handle that. You know, there's also the whole dynamic of how are these two guys going to work together? Was it Vrabel's hire? Like, all of this stuff kind of is pretty interesting to me.
So we'll get into the positives and the negatives, pros and cons, for what's gone on with Josh McDaniels today. Those are some of the things we like.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a top hire for either of us. I don't think either of us are the biggest fans of it. So we got that out of the way. Let's get to the good stuff. What do you have questions about when it comes to Josh McDaniels? What don't you like about the hire?
Are they going to run the old Patriots kind of offense? Are they going to do that with Drake May? And we've seen it. If you remove the Brady years, it's not a great track record. I think the Rams year, which gets lost in the shuffle because the two times he was a head coach, that really blew up in his face. And that was not a role that he was comfortable with. And he's not alone. He's on a long list of guys that are better off as coordinators. And that's fine. That's still a good job, and you can be good at that. But running a whole operation, not your thing. But so he took the 3 years as a play caller with the Patriots in 06, 07, and 08, parlayed that into the Broncos job, which was a disaster. And then he went to the Rams. And it's a pretty interesting comparison to this team.
He just for the record, for people who forget, because people are texting right now, oh, McDaniels went to the playoffs with Tebow. Wrong.
No, he did not.
He did not make it through a second year in Denver or in Vegas.
He got fired in season twice.
He didn't make it to day one with the Colts.
Yeah.
He did not make it through year two with Denver or Vegas.
So, he did draft Tim Tebow in the first round, but he didn't get to the playoffs.
Correct. No. They made the playoffs the year after he left with Tim Tebow because they tend to get better when he leaves places.
I think both places he was at were better before and after.
Correct.
Yeah. Like that's, but also, you know, we're not here to argue him as a head coach. He's not a head coach. They didn't hire him to be the head coach. If they hired him to be the head coach, we could all lose our minds. They didn't do that.
But there's something to how he fared without Brady, and
yes,
a lot of that is his head coaching career.
But so, again, this is a long time ago, but I think it is somewhat apples to apples. So he joins in 2011 the St. Louis Rams, and he's the offensive coordinator. So, all right, you don't have that responsibility of being the head coach, but we need you to take a young quarterback and get the most out of him. He steps in there. It's year two of Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford was the rookie of the year. I know most people are driving. They're like, Sam Bradford sucks. Sam Bradford's the number one pick in the draft, rookie of the year.
Let me just give you his numbers, because I have him in front of me. They won 7 games with Sam Bradford as a rookie. He only completed 60% of his passes,
yep.
3,500 yards, 18 touchdowns, 15 picks. Like, that was a promising
young
quarterback.
Not amazing, but it was like a start.
And McDaniels comes in year two, and what happened?
Sunk him like the Titanic.
6 touchdowns, 6 picks. 54% completion percentage, 2,100 yards in 10 games. They were 1-9.
And then they were the 32nd defense or offense out of 32 teams
in scoring.
Also last.
Yeah.
And then he gets fired from there, comes back to the Patriots, and then goes on a great run, obviously, with Tom Brady. And then Sam Bradford actually got better in year three.
Bradford in year three, they went back to winning 7 games after winning one.
Mm-hmm.
3,700 yards, 21 touchdowns, 13 picks. So McDaniels stunted his growth. Yeah.
And then so you're like, all right, that's obviously to me a negative. Then he has a long run with the Patriots where when Brady's there, the offense is in the top 7 every single year, usually even better than that. And then he is there for the Cam Newton year. Not a great personnel, but they had one of the worst offenses in the league. And then where he does get credit is making Mac Jones look like a semi-decent quarterback. Like, we saw Mac Jones after Josh McDaniels, and it was a disaster, and it was, like, clinging to even having a job in the NFL, and they found ways to score points. I don't think we ever looked at it as an amazing offense, but they ended the year 6th in scoring. So I know a lot of it is they scored 50 against the Jets and 54 against the Jaguars, but or whatever, maybe flipped. Still counts. Like, they had the 6th best offense.
It counts. I would highlight, because I was looking at some of these numbers today, too. They were 6th in scoring that year. And you just pointed out some of the big games. They were middle of the pack in yards. I think they were 15th
in
yards.
So that makes sense. Like, they weren't like an amazing offense, but you look at the personnel. Like, I don't know who would have done a whole lot better.
It wasn't great.
So, like, that's a little bit back on the upswing. But I don't know. Like, it's certainly not a foolproof guy. I think one of the other positives to McDaniels, he's not going anywhere. If you hired the young kid from Minnesota, you say he kicks ass for 2 years, probably going to get a head coaching gig somewhere.
Yeah, I guess that's something, and it's somewhere on the list. It's nowhere really on my list. Maybe it's the last spot. I just go right back to the McVay coaching, or the O'Connell. I just go right back. The Rams constantly are churning out these guys who get offensive coordinator jobs. I just go get the next one.
Yeah.
So I'm less fearful of that, but that's a check mark for him, in fairness. The Mac year is a check mark for him. They really dropped off towards the end of the year, but overall check mark for him. I feel like I hear about the Mac year far too often, and I don't hear about the Cam year enough.
I just also don't love the idea, and that's fair. I just don't love the idea of, like, not being willing to get a little bit outside your comfort zone.
I don't like that either.
That's kind of how you got into this mess. So you replaced Belichick originally with Mayo because you're like, oh, no Mayo. Like, Mayo was here. Mayo's only been here. This is going to be a good hire. That was a disaster. You replace him with Vrabel, which there's more nuance to. You know, I don't even consider him in the Bill tree, but whatever. Like, there's clearly a tie and a direct relationship between he and Kraft. And then it's like, all right, offensive coordinator. Like, a couple of years ago, what'd they do? They brought back Bill O'Brien. Then this year they bring back Josh McDaniels for the third time. It's like, really? There's not nobody else capable of calling plays for your team?
I'll tell you.
The guys that have already done it?
You bring up O'Brien's name. People were similarly excited for O'Brien. I think they're more excited for McDaniels, but people were very fired up about the O'Brien hire.
Yeah, it went really well.
And that went extremely poorly. Like, some of us tried to warn you about at the time.
Yeah.
So I don't hear enough about the Cam year. And there were two elements to that. Oh, Cam was washed. Yeah, they brought in Cam because he didn't develop Jarrett Stidham. And that's on him. You're supposed to develop the young quarterback. So I think there's a bunch of red flags with Josh McDaniels. I don't think anybody else would hire him. I keep coming back to that. I don't know who would give him a job. I haven't heard about any interviews. He was out of football last year. No interviews, no interest. By the end of the year, he was out of football. Like, if no one's interested in him, why do you need to hire him? It's so unimaginative. It's like, you walked out your front door. You looked around real quick. You're like, I know you.
Who was here before?
Bring him back. So it's so unimaginative. But I also wonder who actually was in charge of it. Who hired Josh McDaniels? Was it Mike Vrabel or was it the Kraft?
It feels more like a Kraft hire. Yeah. Is this the fifth coordinator in 5 years or not technically because he was the first in this run? How does that work? I guess it's sort of like Trump going back in office. Like, president now.
I would call it the fifth in 5 years, but you're right. One guy got two stints at it.
McDaniels, Patricia, Bill O'Brien, Alex Van Pelt, Josh McDaniels.
That's five.
So it's like a
five different coordinator seasons.
It's an OC sandwich with McDaniels as the bread.
Correct.
Okay.
So you can jump in on it. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Who do you think hired Josh McDaniels is an important question. 617-779-7937. We'll get into that. And let's really look back at McDaniels' career as a head coach, as a coordinator, all the various stops. And what does it tell us about Drake May and his future as the quarterback of the New England Patriots? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanning.